Simon Lamed Ches, Sif Ches, holding by the Ramah. So it's page Samach Vav. We were talking about Kaisve Tvilin, Mezuzis, are patur from, they have a din that they're patur from putting on Tvilin, just besides Kishma and Tvila. And the reason is because the Isaac Mitzvah. If they had to do the malacha b'shas kishma tefillah, as p'tur mekishma tefillah, v'tefillah v'tefillah, they're part of everything. The chalaisik mitzvah part of the mitzvah aches, part of mitzvah aches, imtzarach l'tayach acha aches. Avalim yachal l'asishtein k'achas b'lo tayach yasishtein. If they could do both without any teicha, we don't tell you that you're part of. So this is all discussing over here that they need to go ahead and sell their tefillin to others. The busy, the distributors or the sellers, so then they have a heter of not davening Krishma Tvila and wearing tefillin. Zakta Mishaburus of Katan Chavav. Tzrichim. Kigayinshin is damalai kaina shayotza liknei stam. They found someone that wants to buy sefetari tefillin and mezuzahs. Bakaina yotza livish bayama bishyach. So he has to leave right now to Israel. He has to catch a flight. V'yashalai lahamtan hachatzayfa yatagi kai mitzvah acha shabal liyodeh. There's no time for them to wait till the sofer goes ahead and as finishes his davening, goes Krishma, his tefillin, he's going to nachas tefillin, Krishma, v'udin shakal mitzvah, any mitzvah. Alkei muta lichtoi v'limka lazeh, he's allowed to write and sell to this person, even though he's going to be, mitzvah is going to pass, I'm be'alach.
We're telling him to put on tefillin later, right?
Even if he's going to miss the whole zman tefillin.
Do you have a whole day?
Oh, okay, so let's say it's right before the night. Okay, whatever.
And it's not my Kriya Shema.
It could be by Chesed also.
Right, why are we pressing this over here?
This is where the Sugya talks about. You're right. Isaac Mitzvah could be by anything. It's the Gemara and Sukkah talks about it over here also. It's every Mitzvah, Isaac Mitzvah, part of a Mitzvah. I have to say it somewhere, so we're saying it. This is all talking about when you started writing the mezuzah, the tefillin, whatever it is, before Zman Krishma. Once it's Zman Krishma, you're not allowed to push over Zman Krishma to start writing. He's leaving town. He doesn't have time to wait till the sefer finishes. If the sefer thinks that he'll have enough time to say Kishma, he's allowed to start now even.
It's almost a spirit. You started up after the Zman, Kishma.
Yeah.
So now you have a Chiyuv Kishma, so you can't be.
But if it's Negeya that the guy's not going to get, and you're going to have time to write to say Krishma afterwards, then rather do that. If you can lay one pasha, you should do that. Why? The Chala Isaac Mitzvah Patim Mitzvah Ches, but Dafka Isaac Mitzvah. Going to be Shashu Leivish Atvil, and I Isaac with the Kune Aveda, or you're busy, you found Aveda. And you're busy with it, and the shot chalat tzarich within the nail mitzias. You're opening it up for the tzarich of the chayfitz. Ayla shiva lebala. You're busy returning it. Bechol kagav. Now, b'shashu mekayim mitzvah gagan. Shukal lovish tefillin. You're wearing ready tefillin. Oishu shemir aveda. Shemunachas kvar b'tevase. It's already in. It's already where it's supposed to be. Bechol kagav. Now, afbi shu mekayim mitzvah. In then oisik b'mitzvah. Even though you're mekayim mitzvah, but it's not called oisik b'mitzvah. Well, the mifter mitzvah chayetz. They say b'ayim be'alach shabiyati yosim. You can't say that now you're wearing tzitzis, so mele, you're part of doing any mitzvah the rest of the day. Right? No chesed, no davening, no learning, no gunish. Why? Because you're wearing tzitzis. No, that's not called oisik mitzvah. That's called doing a mitzvah. That's not called oisik mitzvah. Oisik mitzvah means you're literally busy with the person's aveda, you're returning it. So then, that's called oisik mitzvah.
Why don't you say what you said before? Because zeptul kaim shneim. Why does he have to come on to a new zachas? It's not called oisik.
That's exactly what it means, zeptul kaim shneim. That's what he's busy with. He's going on that. That's what he's going on. He's going on the thing that the Ramah said, Chalitza mitzvah patah mitzvah ches, im tzarech l'toyech achachachas. That's Mamash Muhammad. That's what he's saying. Im tzarech l'chalayim ha'afilim ha'yidei zeh lo yizbata la mitzvah l'shayinu, ha'afilim mitzvah sh'ni yoyitza g'dalek, ki mitzvah kvar hischa lasik v'r l'shayinu, this is a big yisayid, that even if you think that the other mitzvah is greater, and attack is greater, still we tell you that you're not mechayiv to stop the mitzvah that you're doing. Not only that, the Ravah says you're not allowed to stop the mitzvah that you're doing. You're not allowed to stop the mitzvah that you're doing. Once you started with a mitzvah, you have no right to push off to do another mitzvah. Where's the negayah to us? Anytime, right? Yeah. You're doing a mitzvah chesed, you're doing kibbadav, you're doing anything. So no other mitzvah can come in the way. Yes, so most of the times, yeah, you don't start with this because then, you know, but yeah, in the Chanami, Be'etzim, Rebbe Feigelstock from Tveres El Melech, he would have meetings with his Rebbeim, and he would miss Mincha. Okay, he was cool and involved. He had to be in his Madrega. He was completely engrossed in the meeting. Yeah. No, so let's say, what did he do? And what happened to Davin to Marv's?
Nu is de gats gelongen? I don't know. We're working on it.
Yeah, that's a very big mitzvah.
So how come we interrupt the avodah to give stopper?
So we said, you're right, Be'etzim, from Baruch Hu and on, you shouldn't interrupt the avodah. So look at the Zimra, there's a heter, but Be'etzim, from Baruch Hu and on, you take it shouldn't interrupt. It's not a mitzvah to interrupt. You might be Isaac Mitzvah, you're trying to be a nice guy, the B'yashiv held, you're Isaac Mitzvah, you're not allowed to give.
Besides, it stirs my davening, and I can't.
After Baruch, you shouldn't be giving. Yeah. I'm not sure, Tucker. The guys that come without a paper, I'm not sure.
No, but the last couple of times I asked for the paper, yeah.
I had. Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I need to give anyways, but like, it could be that you're being a gareer, because then you'd be making a joke into the whole paper. There's a tachlis to the paper. But then. Man, not because you care, not because you're reading it.
I remember Rebbe Mezler asking for the paper. I
assume. Oh, Rebbe Mezler, I didn't know that. Oh, you asked, you're the shul's liaison?
No, a couple of times I asked because they weren't displaying it. So
they showed, yeah.
So I figured why embarrass myself and them. So
okay, well, this is why it was.
Mincha starts at 12 o'clock and then so we're at 12:30, whatever this is, modern Mincha.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Chesed comes. Mincha came before that. So all of a sudden you're going to say, well, now I have a chesed, so I'll push up. Your mincha was already...
You're right, but right now, good.
So your mincha comes over the chesed.
It started, my chiyuv started then, but I didn't start it. What should I do?
I don't know, but who said you could be using a chesed? You have a chiyuv now mincha before the chesed.
No, because if that's...
You're not going to daven anywhere now.
Isn't there a mussek that you could do both, you should try to do both?
That's what we said.
Maybe push one off.
Oh yeah, if it's
right?
Yeah.
If you have the ability to stop something,
I don't know what comes the last minute. Your chiyuv mincha came way before the chesed that you had.
He was working until the last minute, till 8 o'clock. He was working yesterday, right? And now all of a sudden chesed. So now most of the times you shouldn't be doing that because you ask the guy, call me back in 5 minutes. I'll be more than happy. Even a shidduch, right? That means if it's this man's going to be over, you can't say okay. Everyone's busy the whole day. You're busy with chesed. You're busy learning. Right, it's just sitting in a room, and the hospital doesn't have later hours, and this and that, Chanami. But you don't stop as I say, okay, I'm busy with chesed. So you're helping out your wife, is also chesed, right? So you'll never daven, you'll never do anything. Nish do, but it's much shem. Right, as I said, nach nisht. Okay. Tess, Sif Tess. Mitzdar, umi she'ein daitem yusheves olav, unachayna, potter. Someone's mitzdar, now his seichel, his mind, is not, it's not miyushev. Potter, mesh asla siach daitem him, because he's not going to be thinking about the tefillin. Zokta meshabu yusuf katan, lama mitzdar, filim ne atzinev, ayin besamach, she'ein daitem, umayi b'shi efshaloi liyashav daitem, efshaloi chayiv liyashav daitem ulanichan, you can't say, okay, my mind is not there, so I'm not putting on tefillin. No. Put your mind to the pedal. No such thing that you can just say that, where's your mind? But we're saying now that if you take it can't, then... So we don't have this excuse.
We have heat, and we could roll up our sleeves. They had to take off the coats.
Right.
Isn't there a musagos, just like by Shimon Esri, that we probably don't... We probably masiach das anyways?
Yeah, it's a little worse, because you could get without it. Shimon Esri, after Davin. Here... Okay. We're telling you that you're doing something to go ahead. We don't. Yud. Hakaya b'toya pata menachas tefillin kol hayom zulus b'shas kiyush me'at tefillin. If you're sitting and learning, so you pata We'll see what the learning means. You put them in putting on tefillin besides Krishma and tefillin. Shmenes, zok the Mishnah Berurah, sifkat lamed beis. Batoya efshe the dafka batoya shebechsav. Aloy baisik v'gemar. The Torah yesh loyma she atzma ois. Sheniska by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Torah itself is the ois that is mentioned over there, Yitzias Mitzrayim.
The doctrine about the Gemara, says by us, the Gemara has everything in it.
You're stopping anyways, learning. So therefore, right then, you should put on your tefillin. Ma'anachas tefillin. Ra'afakav shemuchiv la'afsik mitamotei k'ayim kol mitzvah shechiyuv v'nolov. You can't say that, oh, I'm learning, I'm not going to be m'kayim mitzvah lulav. This be a day some yeshmeh, m'shani mitzvah tefillin. She'ike te'alta hu l'tayah. The ike te'alas of merdeg m'shavuim. The ike te'alas of tefillin is tayah. Where do we know that from? K'dechsiv l'izka b'ne necha l'man t'yeh tayah shem b'ficha. So Mela, al kei mekiven shikar oisik v'toyim mikaydim ein tzach levat al toyim b'shvil zeh. You know what's going on here? The ikat tachlis the tefillin is toyim. So Mela, if you're learning, you're not mechayiv to put on the tefillin. Zulim shaskir shma tefillin k'del kabbalah v'mach shmaim. V'gam sh'oz adayin ein tzach v'toyim mechayiv liiz all of tefillin. V'agav pasuk v'yud, d'afk mishtir asam nasak en yashbi v'chavei avak. K'oin sh'onu sh'tzich al nasak after tefillin. No, don't work with this hat that you're middle learning, you're not putting on tefillin.
The guy says,
The guy is saying, the LS of tefillin is Latoya.
So then someone who has a fourth night seder and barely sleeps at night, and his wife never lets him babysit or do anything except learn, so he could be called Taurus from Russell without
it. You have such a guy?
What?
You have such a guy?
When he was,
Rabbi Mazza, huh?
I wouldn't call myself Taurus from Russell, even though my wife didn't interrupt. Right. The problem is, if you have a minute about Tal during the day, I don't know if you call yourself a
dog. And also, if you go to the weddings and you go to the right,
yeah, my friend used to get married at me. I didn't always go to the weddings.
Everyone wants it, okay? Zakt the mechabes sif yin aleph. A yachlis tefillin with your rabbi. You're not supposed to take off your tefillin in front of your rabbi. Yifne letzad ache. You turn yourself around. Ne'emasai, because the pacha the emah. V'yachlis shaloi b'fonu. Take it up slowly upon us. Zok to Mishabur, if Katan Lama David, then Yabbi, and Yabbi Mubik, the Rav Chachmasa, man, it's Dafka Yabbi Mubik. Ne, Masai, it's Lema, the Zilzalu Shemek, what's the Pshat? What's the aim? The Zilzalu Shemekali Reisha Befano. That you're taking, you're being Megali Yerush in front of him. These are filling with Kachalat Rabbi Tchila Asa. Even if your rabbi took it off first, it's Asa. There's no reason why not. But Mata Atman Ktas, let's add Ache, let's say you're shifting yourself to another place, but Zoram, the God's Reisha Befano, near the Yashaka, the Chol Gavna. Then you can be Mekel on everything.
What's Gila Rosh got to do with COVID? I'm saying.
You have to take off your hat, the yarmulke sometimes.
Didn't we have this already once?
Yeah. Can't cause a bream of God. I'm Ayan Shem Oid. The Mashmah Ned, when Chalts and Samlach HaShech, Yesh Lachem, Chal Gavnim, Malach, Wutz Oidim, Kedim, Shechalit Rabbi. The Nir Shemay, Alach, Avnei Rabbi, Shegi, Azman, Lachlitz. It's like you're Gila Paskining that, oh, now's the time to take it off. Ayan Lachem, Chalfei. This is what we have to become the Chesmah, Shalom, 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 Shalom